Welcome to Beside the Still Waters by Pastor Sammy Jechi. My dear friend, the Word of God.
Especially we Ghanaians, is witchcraft. We create witches when they are not even there. May the Lord deliver us. Is somebody here with me? We create them. Hey, be careful. It's not everybody who has a good eye. Let them have the worst eye that one can ever have on earth. The issue is, you are covered with the blood of Christ. Oh, can I have a bigger amen here? Hallelujah. Sometimes we create until witches are standing by your bed. Who says so? When you went to sleep, angels were deployed to come and stand by you. Oh, come on. Is somebody here with me? Hallelujah. It's very, very important. And we have to watch these things. Sometimes it comes by way of sensing. It comes by way of what we hear. What are people saying? What somebody says comes to destroy the beauty of your faith. I'm telling you, do you know that words are powerful? Words are so strong. I'm telling you, somebody can come in and with a contrary wind and say just one thing and jeopardize your life because he frustrates you from taking the step. That is why sometimes when you're about to take a step, you don't talk to too many people. You split it over and everybody is toying with what you are about to do. At least take the step for it to fail. Oh, come on. Is somebody here with me? Now, Jesus, the Bible says in Hebrews 12, verse 2, he is the author and the finisher of our faith. When he begins with us, once he has begun, he will finish. Oh, come on. Come on. Is somebody here with me? If he began with you in your life, then he will finish it and make sure his name is glorified. May God finish his works in you. Mind you, that you are walking with Jesus. You are sleeping with him. You are sitting with him. When you leave here, you will live with him. Why? Because he lives in you. Amen. Listen, the moment you feel impossibility, you sense impossibility, and you begin to hear and accept impossibility, everything will be impossible to you. Is somebody here with me? The moment you feel some fear, fear grips you until you can't do anything. I'm telling you, you'll get overpowered before you take that step. Because there's so much fear for the devil to feed on it. Listen, do not allow fear into your lives. Come on, is somebody here with me? And don't give up. Sometimes you are started and discouragement come your way because some contrary wind blows and you find it difficult to stand on your feet again. And I'm telling you, that is the most difficult aspect. When you are so discouraged, said that, you know, you've lost your conscience, you've lost everything, and it looks like people now dictate your pace for you. That is what is dangerous in life. Listen to me. Anytime you begin, your life, you begin an endeavor that way, you never get to the other side. Is somebody here with me? But when you look up to the Master, and you focus on Him, I'm telling you, even on the waters, you will walk. Come on, is somebody here with me? You will walk on the waters, and you will never fear. When the contrary wind blows, you say, my God will be with me. The one who started, He will complete it. He will never put me to shame. My hope is in Him. My trust is in Him. I know that He will take me to the end. Come on, is somebody here with me? Hallelujah. Listen to me. Some may have connections. You are dealing with people who know people. Are you hearing me? Now, one brother told me that here in Ghana, whatever you do, you must know people. I said, well, I don't know that. Intentionally. Because the moment you want to do something, who do you know in that office? Oh, it comes to us. We are in Ghana. Amen. You want to know somebody at all costs. You want to know maybe the officer or maybe somebody who will connect you to another person. And the moment you cease not to know anybody, oh, this thing will not work. Who says so? Listen, you may not know any human being. You may not know any mortal. But there is one person that you know. That is Jehovah God. Ah, come on, is somebody here with me? Mako Shaka, it is Jehovah God. Listen, when you are speechless, He will put His words in somebody's mouth. Somebody you have never talked to, and that person will talk for you. When it comes to the time when you must be fought for, somebody will be raised to fight for you. Oh, come on. Can you get what I'm saying? Ah, you and I, we don't know anybody. We know only God. And He is the one who will take us to the end. Once we know Him, He said He will never leave us nor forsake us. He will always be with us. He said, be strong and be courageous, for I am with you. For just as I was with Moses, I will be with you. It is time to walk on the waters. Huh? The waters are unfamiliar places. It's something you have never done. It is time. Oh, listen to me. It is time. It is time for the world to know the difference between the children of God and the children of the world. We are going to carry miracles. We are going to carry testimonies. We are going to carry the anointing. We are going to prophesy. We are going to speak the word. And it will come to pass. Oh, come on. Is somebody here with me? You see, power to witness. And power to work the works of God. And the third one, power to get wealth. And listen, one of the things God to bless and prosper His people in order to quiet the mouth of unbelievers. And so you are going to listen. We are going to get into unfamiliar things. Peter had never, he had been riding on boats on the waters, but he had never walked on it until he saw somebody. Let me tell you, the things you have ever seen somebody do or did, and you ever thought you would never do it, get ready to do them. Oh, can I have a mountain moving amen here? Listen to me, you are going to get there. You are going to do them. Because Jesus will be with you. If even you think cry unto him and he will pick you up into the boat again and he will glorify his name in your life. Come on, is somebody here with me? God will never put you to shame. He will never put you to shame. He will never put you to shame. What you are saying all through this year, get ready. It will come to pass. You will not see them because the Lord will lift his name above your troubles. He will lift his name above your issues. He will lift his name above your challenges. He will lift his name about your disease. He will lift his name above any situation in your life. His name must be glorified, and only him must be glorified. Somebody lift that right hand and scream, I am blessed with the blessings of God. Oh, come on, that is not loud enough. Come on, give God the praise. Tell him, I am blessed with the blessings of God. Hallelujah. The devil is a liar. No matter the situation, don't give up. Develop a positive attitude towards everything you attempt. Is somebody here with me? Positive attitude. Optimistic. Oh, come on. Is somebody here with me? It must affect everything that we do. Some of you propose to a woman. The woman is playing dribbles with you. And then you sit and watch. You watch it. Then another man comes to take it. Hey, develop positive attitude. Come on, are you here with me? You see, it sounds funny, but it's good. She said, who says she? Tell her that I don't take no for an answer. Worry her with phone calls. She says, don't come to my house. Go to the house. Come on, am I talking to somebody? Positive attitude. Come on. When you go to all night, I had a friend who would pray. The lady she was going after was Dora. She said, at times when we are praying, by the time he realizes, he's saying, Dora, 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 Dora. If that will get you the woman, so be it. All I'm saying is develop a positive attitude. You see, you must be optimistic. People who are optimistic about issues don't die before their time. Are you hearing me? Are you hearing me? But people who are pessimistic, they die before they even meet the problem. Listen, the problem hasn't come, but they have created a virtual problem. Virtual.
Stay tuned, but we'll be right back. You are welcome back to Beside the Still Waters.
They are virtual everything. You put on the spectacles and there's a virtual world before you. So they create a virtual impossibility. But I'm telling you, you rather create a virtual possibility. Listen, it shall be well. Say, I am blessed with the glory of God. Come on, speak it. No weapon fashioned against me. No weapon fashioned against me. No words spoken against me. No effort made against me shall prosper. Say, I am blessed 5 times. The last one. Give the Lord a shout of victory. This shout will never attract anything. The louder your shout, the bigger your breakthrough. Hallelujah. Yes. Focus on the master. The contrary wind don't mean anything. Come on, is somebody here with me? The contrary winds don't mean anything. They come to shake us a bit. Yes, you'll be shaking, but rise up again. Come on, let my enemies know that when I fall, I will rise again. If yesterday you fell, let me tell you, you will never fall that kind of falling again. Oh, come on, is somebody here with me? I am so positive about the coming year. I am so positive about the rest of my days. I am more than positive. Plus, plus, plus. Let me tell you, what God has begun with you, He will finish. Focus on the Master. Focus on Him. The psalmist said, I will lift up my eyes unto the hills. From whence comes my help? My help comes from the Lord. The psalmist also said that He will lift your head above your enemies. Are you hearing me? It just means that whilst your enemies are watching to this level, you will be above them. So what they will see has a limit, but you will see God in action. He will let you. Your promotion is coming. Oh, let me encourage somebody this morning. I say your promotion is coming. I say your miracle is coming. Your respect is coming. Your dignity is coming. Your anointing is coming. Your breakthrough is coming. Your heaven is about to open. May God give you a new name. If you are filled with lack, may you have more than enough. Is somebody here? Listen, as you get out of this place, you must know this, that God is with you. Now, the last thing I want to show you, let's go to Hebrews 11, verse 6. Hebrews 11, verse 6. Now, when Peter had been lifted from the waters, Jesus said something. He said, Hebrews 11, verse 6. Okay, look at your Bibles. Amen. Praise God. What is there? Yes, let's all read it. Shall we go? Please God. But without faith, it's impossible to please God. Hallelujah. Now let's go. For he. Oh. Come on, let's take it again. Look, let's go. Go. It is. Those who diligently seek Him. Hallelujah. The operational word here is diligently seek Him. Amen. If you are serving God, then serve God to seek Him well. Amen. Don't replace Him with anything. Is somebody here with me? Listen, let the things of God be the first on your priority list. Is somebody here with me? He said, without faith, it's impossible. Who says you can please Him by crying. Oh. The lyrics is not bad, but the spirit behind is depressive. Are you hearing me? Yes. Listen, have faith in God. When the contrary winds blow, you are God. From beginning to the end, there's no place for argument. That is the song you must sing. Hallelujah. When the issues are coming, you are God. Watch when it's deep in the night, when nobody is with you, cry your cry, wet your pillow. But after you wet your pillow with your tears, then you come back to yourself and say, you are God. Him and you make him the God over your life, he will honor his name. People will look at you, and do you know what they will do? They will say, to God be the glory. Father, we thank you for this sister. We thank you for that brother. Sometimes you have faced a contrary wind and you are not even feeling the extent of heat it gave you. But others felt it for you and they watch you and they are asking you, so how did you come out? And you tell them you only trusted God, and they are wondering that how? Didn't you feel it? Yes, you felt it. But God was with you. Oh, yes. On the other day, when the contrary wind blew against the three Hebrew children, and they were faced with fire in the burning furnace, listen, with them, they said, if even our God does not save us, we will never bow. You know something? They had become what we say in Fi Ojainfunu, Onsurosi Kaindium. Ah, that thing is dead. So, what? No! Are you hearing me? Sometimes we must live our life that way. Whether it works or not, my life belongs to God. He is the beginner and the end of my life. Trust Him. It is good to trust in the Lord than to trust in man. It is good to trust God than to trust princes. Because when there is no prince and there is no man around you who will be there, God will be there. Focus on Him. And He is the one who will give you help. When Peter was sinking, he didn't look into the waters to sink. Stop looking at the problem. He lifted his head and he said, Master, save me. My help. My Revelation. Amen. Hallelujah. May God minister to you. I want to encourage somebody today that let's focus on the Master and let's keep going. We know no defeat. We are going. When the contrary winds blow, we will still go. We will not stop. Tell somebody, when the contrary wind blows, we will still go. Tell your neighbor, we will still go. You see, I'm walking, I'm not telling. Tell it. We will still go. We will not stop. Hallelujah. God is with us. I leave you with this message. God bless you. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Rise up on your feet, somebody. We are going to do some prayer. Amen. And right from now to I don't know, anytime I finish preaching, get ready for prayer. Hallelujah. And I don't want you to now build momentum. Just move. Pow! Is somebody here with me? Stretch your hands towards heaven. Your attitude is very important. Now let's pray. Pray. Talk to God. Lift His name. Say, Lord, yes, my trust is in You. I can't hear you.
Come on, lift up your voice. I tell you, elsewhere there is prayer. I want you to lift your voice, somebody. Lift your voice. Mato prenda la basota tayaba. Come on. Mato prenda la basota bayanda. I tell you, in the name of Jesus, yes, you are doing well as I watch you. Somebody lift your hand for the last 2 minutes. Lift your hands and say, Lord, it all belongs to you. My life. Yes. Yes. Mato branda la basota ya baya. In the name of Jesus. Yes, my Lord and my God.
We hope you have been inspired and transformed by Pastor Sammy Jechi. Stay blessed.